And John said, Paul, we're going over to Clarence and Julia's stay tonight. He said, they won't shiver us over there. Paul said, you better not. Said, and his mother spoke up and said, John, you know what condition Julia's in. And said, that much better not coming out of there, keeping all kind of noise. And if they make her lose that baby, said, it'll just be too wet to plow. Well, he said, well, Mom, we're going over there anyhow. But it happened the bunch didn't know they was over there.
Oh, yeah.
And then after they'd been married about a week or two, they came over to our house. And we didn't know they was coming. And they kept it all under their own hat. And they was quiet. And my husband made a homemade fiddle out of a cigar box.
Yeah.
And he was playing the prettiest tune on that cigar box fiddle you ever seen.
Yeah.
And he made him a bow with a hair that come out of our pony's tail.
Huh.
And he was just, oh boy, he was just playing a tune. Well, anyway, he was playing some tune and the knob just, the doorknob, front doorknob just.
Ooh.
I looked at it and he kept on singing. He said, Junior, get me my shotgun. And boy, howdy, we heard the voice running like racehorses. Boy, I mean, they was running. You know where we found his brother?
Where?
And his wife?
Where?
In the chicken house under the roof, sitting down.
That's where they went to hide. Huh?
Yeah.
How funny.
That's his baby brother.
Yeah, they didn't really get him, huh?
No, we didn't, but John told Clarence, said, you little fool, you would have shot us. Clarence said, I wouldn't have done nothing else. Said, John, you no better come fool around my house that way.
That's pretty good. Did he ever even stop fiddling?
No.
Just kept on fiddling.
Oh, he made one fiddle after another out of cigar boxes.
Is that right?
And he could really make them good ones, too.
Yeah.
And he'd play in the sweet by and by.
That's
me. I can just hear that now, just
yeah.
Like it was then.
Neat.
And that's been 52 years ago.
Yeah. How do you greet somebody around the 25th of December when you see it, when you say?
Christmas gift.
Oh, really? Okay.
That's what we're going to do.
Yeah, and they, what do they say back to you? Same thing? They say the same thing back to
you?
Yeah,
I said. Some of them will and some of them won't.
Yeah.
Some of them say, wait till Christmas gets here.
Oh.
If it's Christmas Eve night, they'll say, wait till Christmas gets here.
Yeah, yeah. When do you open presents?
On Christmas Eve morning.
Christmas Eve morning.
But we generally open on Christmas night now because everybody's practically grown.
Yeah.
What we go with this certain list. Some of them have gotten certain places they're going, the other one's going somewhere else, and this one's going somewhere else.
Yeah.
And we always just have it and get it over with and then let the bunch go where it goes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What, how do you greet somebody about January 1st?
Happy New Year's.
Okay. What would you say to somebody about, you know, by way of appreciation besides thank you? You might say something like, well, gee, I'm much a... Anything like that you said?
No, yeah. You got me now kind of like I was the night they gave me this chair.
Who gave you the chair?
Didn't I tell you about that?
Uh-uh, tell me.
That was my surprise birthday a year ago, 2 years ago.
That looks like a good chair.
It is a good chair. It cost well over $100, my daughter said.
Mm.
And they brought it in and gave it to me.
Yeah.
And they all began to gather around here.